This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Backup. It's one of the hottest topics in storage today. Two experts to talk about this on the podcast, Stephen Spellacy from HP and George Crump from Storage Switzerland. George, you've been all over the country talking to people, not just about the latest backup software and hardware solutions, but also, and maybe a little bit more importantly, how to redesign their backup process for increased success. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
What we really start getting people focused on is something that we call SLO-driven backup. Now, SLO stands for Service Level Objective. And what we want people to start doing is look at their applications and decide what the reasonable expectation should be to recover those. So this is different than a service level agreement where you have this big series of meetings and nobody ever really gets anything done. What we want IT professionals to do is use the intuition that they almost always have innately in the environment and look at the assets they have to be able to protect and recover data and start assigning SLOs to the top applications in the environment. What this should allow them to do is dramatically reduce the amount of time spent managing backups and allow them to bring new applications online faster and also bring in new data protection applications in that can meet those kind of needs.
Stephen, I know you were with George at one of those events. What are your thoughts about this SLO-driven approach to data protections?
Well, first off, the end customers and partners that we're talking to in these events are really finding this information to be very powerful and useful. In fact, it comes from a great foundation of common sense. It's really about knowing your information better and knowing what you need to back up to survive, you know, how often and to where you need to protect that data. So from our perspective, what we're learning in these sessions is great best practices around how to treat your information, how to prioritize what you back up, how often and where to. You have to make some tough choices in the data center, especially with the new approach to delivering IT services driven through virtualization, which has had huge adoption, but it's changed the way we view data protection in the data center. It's a totally different approach from the old days when it was a one-to-one ratio, if you will, with server to the backup client. Now we have a much different architecture to contend with. Also, this new movement to leverage cloud as a service and leverage a different consumption model, it's really stretched the four walls and the boundaries of our traditional data center. You know, compounded with the kind of growth that we're seeing, conservatively 60% year-over-year growth in the data center, mostly in unstructured data, this is really causing challenges as to how much information you need to protect, how often, and the recovery experience of that type of data. So knowing your data better, understanding the limits of your infrastructure, and being able to prioritize based on your service level objective is absolutely crucial.
George, when we see some of the customers start implementing this new process, what are some of the biggest challenges they face?
What we're really seeing in the data center today, and really the data protection process and the guys that have to execute that, is they're under siege, right? The data is growing, applications are growing. There's dozens of vendors entering the market, it seems, every day with a new data protection widget. And so trying to get your hands around all this becomes very difficult. The SLO-driven approach allows you to better do that. One of the things we try to get end users to do as part of this SLO-driven approach is to stop looking at the backup job and start looking at the service level objective as it relates to the application. You only need to worry about the backup job when suddenly you're out or in violation of your SLO as it relates to that particular application. Now, the biggest challenge is, though, that the backup software in particular and data protection processes in particular really struggle with pulling that together. And so what we're looking for now is backup applications that can help with prioritization, that can help with prediction, that can start to make recommendations, and finally, actually automate some of this process.
Stephen, I understand that HP just announced a new version of their software this month. Does it line up with all the SLO approach and help in that area of prioritization, prediction, recommendation, and automation?
In fact, yes, Charlie. It's based on a bold new initiative and vision and strategy from HP called Adaptive Backup and Recovery. In essence, what it's based on are those four key areas. Frankly, looking at your information and being able to prioritize what you consider critical, important to survive in your operation, being able to look ahead and predict potential issues or conflicts for the resources within the backup operation, empowering the administrator with inbound recommendations or suggestions to iteratively improve the backup and recovery environment. And lastly, automating as much as possible to improve and reduce, if you will, the amount of downtime, as well as to make the organization who's managing backup more agile and responsive. We've had some great activity around our recent launch of our latest Data Protector version, our DP9, as well as two new companion products that help provide insight, visibility, and the ability to trend and look ahead of where you may be in the future as it relates to your backup and recovery operation. We call that new platform Backup Navigator, which is an intuitive, easy-to-use dashboard that provides rich analytics to the backup administrator, as well as something called the Management Pack, which provides active alerting and event management related to Data Protector infrastructure. When you combine these tools together and leverage them with Data Protector, you really start to see that empowerment around the use of predictive analytics to drive better decision-making for backup and recovery. So that was the news that we launched last week with our press cycles and with our analyst reviews, and also something we've been focusing in on as we talk to customers as a part of the series with George and team.
George, I understand you have two more sessions of this subject coming up next week. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, Charlie. The first one is going to be on May 27th. We're going to be in Toronto, Canada. It's going to be at the Canoe Restaurant at the TD Bank Tower. So I've heard actually it's supposed to be a fantastic location with a great view of the city. So it's from 4:30 to 7:30. So a nice dinner and data protection type of situation. And then later on in the week, actually the next day, we'll be hustling down to Washington, D.C. from Toronto, and we'll be at the Newseum, and that's at 555 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. That one's a lunchtime event, so 11:30 to 3 p.m. People can stop by and, you know, learn about this new way to protect data and these data protection processes, as well as, of course, the get the update on the new HP software.
And the Newseum is one of the great institutions in this country that everyone should visit. So you can knock out two birds with one stone. Any other comments, Stephen?
I just want to thank you guys, and hope you can sense the amount of intensity and energy around data protection at HP and the strong desire we have to solve these critical problems and provide real solutions to these challenges for our customers and partners.
That's Stephen Spallacy from HP, along with George Crump from Storage Switzerland. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for tuning in to the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.